How old are you? Ilang taong ka na? Yung mga teenagers sabihin nila, I am 15 going on 16 and soon to be 17. Yung mga adults sabihin nila, well, I'm in my 50s or in my senior years. Well, it's not about how old you are, but how you have grown in accordance to your age. Maturity is not measured by the number of years you have lived. There's a lot of adult people who are immature. Yung bang tumanda ng paurong? Yung bang matatanda na matampuhin pa rin? Maiinitin ang ulo? Mahirap pakisamahan? No? And I know you can name some people. No? May kakilala ka ba? Katabi mo ba? And what do we normally say to these people? Hey, grow up! We need to grow up. All of us. Kailangan po natin na mag-grow. No, yung iba, they grow bigger. Yung iba, they grow larger. But it's not about growing big. It's about growing up and growing deep in the Lord. Welcome po sa Crossroad. That's our ating bagong series ngayon na pinamagatang Grow Up. And for the next 4 Sundays, pag-uusapan po natin yung apat na elements, no, for us to be able to grow up. Yung punguna ay growing up in spiritual disciplines. Yung pangalawa ay growing up in spiritual direction. Pangatlo is growing up in spiritual alignment. At yung pang-apat ay growing up in spiritual community. Sa araw po na ito, ang pag-uusapan natin ay growing up in spiritual disciplines. And if you have your Bibles with you, let's open it to Psalm 46 verse 10. And I'll be reading from the New International Version. Ito po ang sabi. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations and I will be exalted in the earth. Pagpalain ng Panginoon ng kanyang mga salita, tayo po'y manalangin. Dakilang Diyos, kami po'y lumalapit sa iyo upang tunghayan ang iyong salita. At dalangin po namin ang banal mong Espiritu ang siyang magpaunawa sa amin ng kahalagahan ito at kung paano kaming mapapalapit sa iyo at lalong lumago at mag-mature in Jesus. May you be glorified today, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now, growing up, no, takes discipline. Kailangan po natin ng apat na disciplines, no, para tayo ay lumago, tumatag, at matuto po tayong mabuhay sa ating sarili na hindi mo masyadong kailangan ng maintenance o ng supervision galing sa iba. Okay, let me just share 4 things, no, from this passage. Unang, sabi po dito sa Psalm 46 verse 10, is be still. Be still. Now, the opposite of still or being still is striving. So, ang sinasabi ng Panginoon sa atin ay stop fighting or cease striving. Sinabi niya ito, no, doon po sa Psalm 46, sapagkat nung panahon po na yon, nung sinulat itong psalm na ito, ay the Assyrians are threatening to invade Jerusalem. And I think prior to this, there was an earthquake, and there was a tsunami, kung makikita niyo sa verses 1, 2, and 3. So there are external threats, no, in Jerusalem. At ang pangkalma ng Panginoon sa kanila is be still. No? Be still. Sa panahon po natin, para kagaya din ng panahon nila, meron ding mga banta sa ating buhay. No, ang COVID-19 is so real and it's so near. No, dati ho, statistics lang. Later, nagkaroon na ng mga faces. At ang nakakapangamba, yung mga kakilala natin, meron pong mga namamatay sa mga kakilala natin. Last Thursday nga po, ako'y nanaginip. At sa aking panaginip ay kahit saan ako magpunta, merong COVID patient, merong bahay na merong kubol. No? At hindi ko alam kung saan ako pupunta. I had nowhere to go. No? Kaya po, nakakatakot talaga. Ang response natin dyan ay fear and panic. Why? Because for me, I'm about to lose my health and lose my life. Bukod dyan, ano pa ba ang pwedeng magbigay sa atin ng stress? No, magbigay sa atin ng restlessness. Salit na tayo mapahinga, salit na tayo makakalma, no, at hindi natin mapakinggan ng tinig ng Diyos sa sinasabing, be still. What causes this restlessness and stress in our lives? Well, probably, yun na nga, marahil meron tayong mahal sa buhay na nagkakaroon na ng simptomas ng COVID-19, o kakilala, o kaibigan, o kaya baka kapitbahay mo na yung merong COVID-19. Talaga magbibigay yan ng pangamba sa atin. At itong new normal na ito ay talaga namang napakaraming stressor sa atin. Yun lang mga teacher at mga estudyante, hirap na hirap magkatagpo, no, sa kanilang mga Google Meet, sa kanilang mga klase. At yun naman mga working from home, struggle talaga yung attending from one Zoom to another. Very taxing po talaga yan. Napakahirap po niyan. Sa mga walang trabaho, syempre added pressure yung saan kakukuha ng pagkain. Sa mga negosyante naman, ay napakabigat na pressure yung saan kakukuha ng ipambabayad sa yung mga tauhan. O kaya ay ipambabayad sa yung mga payables, ano? Samantalang yung mga collectibles mo ay hindi mo makuha-kuha. So napakaraming dahilan para tayo ma-stress at para tayo ay mangamba. Pero ang tinig ng Diyos, ang salita ng Diyos sa atin ngayon ay be still. Be still. Now, bakit tayo hindi maging still or maging panatag at maging payapa? Eh kasi po, nasanay tayo na tayo'y maingay, tayo ay malikot, tayo ay magulo, no? Tayo ay napakabilis ng ating mga pacing. No, kagaya nga nitong larawan na to, kitang-kita nyo naman, no? Ang bilis po wake up, no, ng negosyo mula sa COVID-19. Ang kanyang tindahan, ang pangalan ay Rapid Taste. No? At ang bilis po ng panahon. No? Ngayon po ay September na. No? Kaya lang hindi makalabas si Jose Marichan kasi bawal daw pong lumabas ang mga senior citizens. No, kaya tayo po, sanay tayo sa mabilisan, sanay tayo sa malikutan, sanay tayo sa kung saan-saan tayo nakakarating. No? At hindi tayo sanay ng nababakante, hindi tayo sanay na napapahinga. Bukod daw sa FOMO, ang isang problema ngayon ay FOES, hindi lang fear of missing out, but fear of empty space. What is fear of empty space? Yung bang sanay ka na lagi kami ginagawa. Sanay ka na lagi mong daladala yung cellphone mo, pupunta ka ng CR, dala mo yung cellphone mo, maglilinis ka, dala mo yung cellphone mo, magluluto ka, dala mo yung cellphone mo. Why? Meron dalawang fear yan eh. Fear of missing out, baka may mamiss ka na message or you know, upload or anything. At fear of empty space, yung bang hindi ka mapakali kapag hindi mo hawak ang bagay na nagbibigay sa'yo ng fulfillment. Kaya malungkot po ito mga kapatid, no? We neglected the most important part, no, of our relationship with God, and that is being still. We need to be still. Meron pong isang lalaki na pumasok po ng isang monasteryo kasi gusto niyang matutunan yung discipline of silence, no? Yung discipline and he wanted to embrace, you know, yung philosophy at saka yung tradisyon ng monastery na yon. Kaya alam po, pagpasok niya doon, ang sabi ng mga monk sa kanya, ang rule dito is that you have to be trained for 3 years, no? Or more. Training in silence. Na wala kang pwedeng sabihin o walang salitang pwedeng lumabas sa bibig mo for 1 year. And after 1 year, dalawang word lang ang pwede mong sabihin. So pumayag po itong lalaki na ito. At after 1 year po ng total silence talaga, wala siyang sinasabi. Kinausap po ng supervisor siya at tanong sa kanya, ano yung 2 words mo? Ang sabi po niya ay, food, bad. No? Hindi masarap yung pagkain. And then nag-stay siya for another year. And after another year of long wait and long silence, no? Kinausap na naman siya nung kanyang supervisor doon sa monasteryo. Tinanong siya, ano naman yung 2 words mo ngayon? Ang sabi po niya ay, bed, hard. No, matigas daw po yung kama. And then, nag-stay pa siya for another year. So nakatatlong taon na siya. And on the third year, tinanong siya, ano nang word mo ngayon? Ang sabi po niya ay, I quit. Ang sabi po ng mga nandun sa monasteryo ay magkukwit talaga siya kasi masyado siya maraming reklamo. Imagine mo yon, dalawang word lang, reklamador na. Yun ang problema natin, ano? Hindi po tayo marunong kumali, hindi tayo marunong huminto, hindi tayo marunong mag-pause or mag-rest. And sometimes we think that our lives are significant when we do something. Na kapag wala ka nang ginagawa, parang pagka biglang nagkaroon ng rest, nagpapanik na tayo. Remember this, brothers and sisters, our significance is not found in what we do. Our significance is based on who we are in Christ. Ang kahulugan po ng buhay natin ay wala doon sa ginagawa natin. Ang kahulugan ng ating buhay at ang lundo ng ating buhay ay na kay Jesus, hindi po doon sa ating ginagawa. So anong root ng ating pagiging di mapakali? Ang root po niyan ay merong emptiness sa kalooban po natin. Na kahit ano pong gawin natin, hindi po natin mapuno ng mga activities yan. So we have to find meaning in the Lord. We have to find meaning and satisfaction in the Lord. Not in the activities that we engage in. Not even in the ministry that we do. Not even in the jobs or career or anything spiritual na activity na ginagawa natin. Hindi po doon. Let us find satisfaction in the Lord, in the stillness, in the silence, no, even in solitude. Because if we do not learn solitude, we will crave isolation. So we have to learn to be silent before God. You have to seek Him. And you have to seek Him early. Sabi nga po nung isang author, you have to seek Him early or you will not seek Him later in the day. Totoo po yan, mga kapatid. Kahit ako, struggle ako. Kapag hindi ko nauna ang Panginoon sa umaga, ang hirap ng humanap ng panahon sa maghapon para makausap mo siya. Kaya talagang dapat first in the day, earnestly we seek the Lord. First thing in the morning, put Him first. Let us be silent before the Lord. Dito po sa Crossroad, pinapractice po natin yung talagang silence in the morning, listening to the Lord, ano, at talaga pong makikinig sa Kanya. At bukod doon, we encourage our people to spend a day with Jesus each month. No, that talagang for 8 hours, you spend time listening and fellowshipping and sharing, no, your heart to the Lord. And basically, listening to Him. Naalala ko po, nung ginagawa ang templo nung panahon ni Solomon, ang instruction po ng Panginoon ay hindi pwede ang martilyo sa loob ng temple during the construction. Hindi pwede ang palakol o yung axe. Hindi din po pwede ang anumang iron instruments inside the temple. Lahat po ng mga gamit doon, lahat po ng mga bato na ginamit doon, talaga pong pre-cut, fabricated, bago po dalin doon. Anong ibig sabihin noon? There has to be silence in the house of God. We have to learn to be silent, to be still. So that we can give space to the Lord so that He can speak to us. Okay. So that's the number one that we need to learn, the discipline of silence. The second discipline is this, the discipline of study. No? The discipline of study. Ang sabi po in the same verse, Psalm 46 verse 10, be still and know that I am God. Yung pong word na ginamit dito, knowing, is a personal knowledge. You have to know me, ang sabi ng Panginoon. You know that I, the Lord, am your God. Hindi po ito cognitive knowledge, hindi lang ito yung mga trivia about God. Sabi nga ni J.I. Packer, na isang theologian at kamakailan po ikinuha na ng Panginoon sometime in July. Siya po yung author ng Knowing God. At ang thesis niya po doon sa aklat na ito na napakaganda, no, ang sabi po niya ay it's not knowing about God. It's one thing to know about God. It's quite another to know Him personally. Isang bagay po yung marami tayong alam tungkol sa Diyos. Pero isang bagay at mas mahalagang bagay, yung nakikilala natin siya. So, being still and knowing, no, implies a search. And it is not a quick search in Google na meron kang search engine, kikiin mo at madali mo nang malaman kung anong gusto mong information na makuha. But this, instead of a quick search, this is a quiet search that involves pondering, that involves meditating on the goodness of the Lord, reflecting on His wondrous works, and gazing at the beauty of Jesus. That is knowing. No, yung bang being still and make a space for God so that He can speak to you. And then during that time, no, intentionally reflect and meditate on who God is. Sa Psalm 46 po, makikita nyo napakaganda ng mga katangian ng Diyos dito. Sino ba ang Diyos na ito? In verse 1, ang sabi po, God is our refuge and strength. Sa King James po, God is our fortress. Dito nga nakuha ni Martin Luther yung song na kinumpos niya, A Mighty Fortress is Our God. So siya ang ating tanggulan, ang ating depensa. No? Siya ang ating muog. Kasi nung panahon na yon, pagka wala kang wall, delikado ka sa mga mapang yung mananakop na mga bansa. Sabi niya, God is our refuge, He's our stronghold, an ever-present help in time of trouble. Wow, ang ganda po, no? Ang ibig sabihin nung the ever-present help in trouble ay always ready to help. Kaya ang response po nung psalmist ay, therefore we will not fear. Even though the earth will give way and even, you know, the seas will tremble and the waves will overpower you, sabi niya, we do not fear. And in verse 4, ang sabi dito, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. The Most High dwells. Yung pinakamatayog at pinakamataas na Diyos. Nung first time ko pong, or I think it's second time na masakay po ako ng eroplano patungo Malaysia, ay napakataas po nung aming lipad, nasa 35,000 feet above sea level. At tuwang-tuwa po akong nakikita mga ulap na kung pwede ko lang ilabas yung aking kamay at haplusin yung mga ulap, sabi ko, Lord, napakaganda ng iyong nilikha. At imagine, Lord, nandito ka, kasama kit dito. At ako, nung napalinga po ako sa ibaba, natingin po ako sa ibaba, ang lalim naman, ang liliit na po ng mga barko, ang liliit na ng mga puno. No? Sabi ko, Lord, ikaw ay kasama ko dito sa itaas at nandun ka din sa ibaba. Panginoon, gaano ka kalaki eh? I was so amazed at the wonders of the presence of God. And I began worshiping Him. He is the Most High God, and He dwells with us. Verse 7, the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Yung pong Lord Almighty dito, sa King James Version, ang sabi po ay the Lord of Hosts. Sa mga mas modern na version, ang sinabi po ay the Lord of Heaven's Armies. Ibig sabihin po nito ang Diyos ng mga hukbo. O sa Tagalog siguro, ang Diyos ng militar na may mga kasama, mga sundalo. Sapagkat nung pong panahon na yon, talagang giyera ano, ang mga tao ay takot sa mga digmaan. Kaya sabi niya, hindi ako dapat matakot sapagkat God is on my side and His armies is with us. At hindi lamang po kung sino ang Diyos, kundi ang sabi po dito, God speaks His words. So we study not just who God is, we study His words. Ang sabi po doon sa verse 8, nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall, He lifts His voice and the earth melts. The Word of God not only communicates to us very personally, but the Word of God creates powerfully. God has invested Himself with His Word. Kaya nga po napakahalaga nung we study the Word of God. We study the Scriptures. Because if we don't study the Scriptures, we have no other way of finding out who He is. Ito po yung kanyang revelation sa atin. Ito ang kanyang special revelation sa atin. Ang kanyang salita. So before you even ask for the hidden things or the secret things, no, basahin mo muna kung ano yung ni-reveal ng Lord. So the Word of God is really powerful. So we study the Word, we apply the Word, and then we teach the Word. And not only study the Word of God, but study the works of God. Sabi po sa verse 8, no, come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations He has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. No? Sabi niya, ang work ni God is He causes the wars to stop. Kaya daw pong patigilin ng Diyos ang digmaan. So kapag ka pala nag-spend ka ng time with God, it's not about what you are doing, but it's about what God is doing. Talasan mong yung mata, buksan mo't imulat ang yung paningin, at masdan mo anong ginagawa ng Diyos, at samahan mo siya doon. Hindi mo kinakailangan mag-imbento ng mga dapat pang gawin, o tanungin siya, Lord, ano bang kailangan kong gawin? Hindi na mahalaga kung anong kailangan mong gawin. Ang mahalaga ay, Lord, ano bang ginagawa mo? And I want to join you in what you are doing. Where are you active right now? And I want to be a part of that activity where you are active right now. Ang isa pong impression ng Lord sa akin when I heard this word in verse 9, He makes wars to cease to the ends of the earth. Ang aking pong comfort, ang aking conviction, the Word of God, a rhema word, is that God will cause our war against COVID to stop. Soon, God will put a stop to our battle against COVID-19. Kaya po, kapag nakilala mo ang Panginoon, you will be rested. Kapag ka nakilala mo ang Panginoon, there will be no fear. Kasi kita mong laki ng Diyos, ang kakayahan ng Diyos, ang talino ng Diyos, ang pag-ibig ng Diyos. At wala ka nang gagawin kundi sumamba sa Panginoon sapagkat kaya niyang ingatan ka at pangalagaan ka at kaya niyang tulungan ka. Kaya napakahalaga that we engage in the discipline of study because through that we can know God for who He is through His Word and through His works. Know Him. Why? Because your doctrine will determine your deeds. Your behavior will your beliefs will determine your behavior and your creed, no? It will show in your character, in your conduct. Kaya napakahalaga na tama ang ating pananampalataya. Kaya encourage you to read the Bible every day, read good books, and have your own time to reflect, to journal, no? And even watch quality movies, no? Wag lang yung mga Korean novela, no? Manood kayo ng mga quality movies, yung The Sight and Sound, minsan nagpapalabas sila ng mga theater, mga stage plays na napakaganda. No, and there are so many Christian films that you can watch and have a review, no, together with your family. Karoon kayo ng discussion, no. Remember, God is speaking. God is speaking. The question is, are you listening? Are you really listening? You know what attracted me to Christianity is not heaven. What attracted me to Christianity was the opportunity to know God. Kasi po, lumaki po ako sa isang Catholic family na talagang gabi-gabi meron kaming Angelus, Miyerkules meron kaming ina ng laging saklolo, Biyernes meron kaming Nazareno, Sabado may biri ng barangay. Pagdating ng Linggo, meron kaming simba. Pero ang pakiramdam ko po, napakalayo ng Diyos. Kaya nung ako ay 15 years old and when I was able to talk to Mommy Lydia at habang nag-uusap kami, talaga pong kinukwento niya sa akin tungkol sa Diyos at parang kanina lang ay magkausap sila at ang sabi ko sa aking puso, gusto ko yun. Parang I want to know God, I want to be close to God, but I don't know how. At yun po, nagsimula ang pagkauhaw ko para makilala siya. And I pray that you will have that same thirst and hunger for God, for His presence in your life. So nakita po natin the discipline of silence and solitude, the discipline of study. Pangatlo po is the discipline of surrender. Again in verse 10, Psalm 46, he says, "Be still and know that I am God." Sino daw po ang Diyos? The Lord is God. There are two important rules in life. Number one, there is a God. And number two, He is not you. Meron pong Diyos at hindi ikaw yun. So anong dapat maging response natin kung kaharap natin yung totoong Diyos at hindi tayo yung Diyos? Aba, ang response po natin, tayo yung magpaparaya. Tayo po yung susuko. No? Tayo po yung magpapasakop sapagkat siya ang Diyos. Ang isang paradox sa Christianity ngayon is that many people are wanting, no, to be close to God without surrendering to Him. They want God. They want Christianity. But they want God on their terms, not on His. Siguro bunga po yan ng ano eh, ng consumeristic culture natin na parang the customer is always right, no, na meron kang kakayahang bumili, meron kang kakayahang iwanan mo yung shop na ayaw mong bilhan, no, at yung church na ayaw mong puntahan. Parang nagiging masyado tayong consumeristic na andali nating iwanan. No? Ibig po sabihin niyan, talagang hindi surrendered yung buhay po natin. A sad commentary in 2 Kings as mentioned by Pastor Edmond Chan nitong nakaraang IDMC. Ang sabi po dun sa verse ay, "They feared God, but they also served their idols." That is syncretistic religion. Na they feared God, takot sila sa Diyos, pero pinaglingkuran pa rin nila yung kanilang mga Diyos-Diyosan. So ibig sabihin, hindi ito total surrender. No? Ito ay gusto mo, kasama mo ang Diyos, pero kasama mo pa rin yung ibang mga Diyos. Idinadagdag mo lang ang Diyos sa napakaraming mga Diyos na kasama mo. Dahil ayaw nating isurrender sa Panginoon yung mga idols ng buhay natin. Ayaw nating isurrender maging ang mga sarili natin sa Panginoon. We want to be in control eh. Yun ang problema. And because we want to be in control and when things are not in our control, then we become frustrated and then we become angry. Nagkakagulo-gulo na po yung buhay natin. Why? Because we are not really surrendered to the Lord. I've been a pastor for the last 34 years. At napakarami pong counseling session. Nakaramihan po sa mga counseling na ito, hindi naman talaga humahanap ng counsel. Karamihan po, no, hindi naman lahat, but karamihan po, naghahanap lang ng kakampi. Naghahanap lang na mag-validate ng mga desisyong nagawa na nila. No. Hindi talaga handang makinig. Hindi talaga handang magbago. Naghahanap lang ng second opinion. Mga kapatid, when Jesus comes to the earth, no, He's not just the Savior. He is also the Lord. At yung mga sumusunod sa Kanya, talagang very demanding ang Lord. Hindi option yun na, no? You deny yourself. You take up your cross daily and you follow me. It's not a suggestion. It is a demand. It is a requirement. No, if you want to follow Him. Hindi yung you follow me, yayaman ka. You follow me, mabibless ka. You follow me, sasaya ka. You follow me, gagaling ka. Ang kailangan po natin ay pagpapasakop sa Panginoon, yung pagsuko talaga sa Kanya. Hindi siya yung lalapit sa atin. Tayo pong lalapit sa Kanya. Nung bata po ako, ay namamangka po kami sa palaisdaan ng ubihan. At meron pong mga punduhan, no, kung saan humihinto yung bangka. Iahagis mo yung lubid, at pag naihagis mo na yung lubid, itatali doon sa isang kawayan, at hahatakin mo na yung lubid. Yung bangka ang lumalapit sa punduhan. Hindi po yung punduhan ang lumalapit sa bangka. So, ganun din naman po tayo, mga kapatid. Tayo dapat na nag-a-adjust. Tayo po ang nagpapasakop, hindi ang Diyos ang nag-a-adjust sa atin. Kaya lang dahil po sa ang Christianity ngayon ay talagang malabnaw, no? At marami naglipa nang nagtuturo ng hyperfaith. At 'yan ang gustong-gustong pakinggan ng mga tao, no? What I want, when I want, and how I want it. Believe it and you will receive it. Think about it and you will get it. No? Puro positive thinking ang nangyayari. So, yun ang gusto ng mga tao. No? Kaya pag hindi nasunod ang gusto, lilipat na lang ng ibang church, lilipat na lang ng ibang religion. Iba naman, hyper grace. No? I want to live my life the way I want it without repentance and without brokenness. Hindi ko na kinakailangan mag-repent. Hindi ko na kinakailangan magsisi. Bakit? Eh, sapagkat pinatawad na ako sa aking kasalanan. No, people want to hear that. Ayaw nilang mapakinggan yung kasalanan. Ayaw nilang mapakinggan yung mga lapses, yung mga pagkakamali, yung mga double life and double standard. All they want to hear is blessing. All they want to hear is abundance. All they want to hear is prosperity. But that's not what the Bible is teaching us. Kaya po, dahil yan ang madalas na napapakinggan ng mga tao, many Christians live double lives. No? Mga elder sa church nagtuturo pero bully sa bahay at nabubugbog ng asawa. Mga youth leaders ang gagaling kumanta but into pornography. Mga magagaling na life group leaders pero pagdating sa opisina, laging late. Laging tinatamad. So saan tayo pupunta niyan? Kapag ka ganito po yung buhay natin na double life, no? Yung bang nage-excel ka sa mga gusto mo lang gawin. So, magaling ka sa kantahan, gagalingan mo talaga, no? Pero yung responsibilidad mo sa bahay, hindi mo ginagawa. Ang galing mong mag-preach, gagalingan mo talaga. Kaya lang, ginagawa mong excuse yan sa mga dapat mong gawin sa tahanan. Hindi dapat po yan, mga kapatid. No? So, God wants us to be surrendered to Him. He doesn't want commitment. Never will you find Jesus asking or telling His disciples to commit your life to me. Wala pong ganun. Ang lagi pong sinasabi ng Lord is surrender. Consecrate your life to me. But ano ba ang kaibahan ng commitment sa consecration? Ano ba ang kaibahan ng commitment sa surrender? Yung po kasing commitment is that you commit based on your time, based on your funds, based on your energy, based on your interest. No, magkukumit ako dyan, bakit? Gusto ko yan. Magkukumit ako dyan, bakit? May time pa ako. Magkukumit ako dyan, bakit? May pondo pa ako, may pera pa ako. E paano kung sinabihan ka ng Panginoon na gawin mo yung isang bagay na ayaw mo? O ibigay mo yung tinatago mo? O puntahan mo yung kagalit mo? Paano kung pagawa ng Panginoon sa iyo yun? Will you still commit? You won't commit. But God is not after your commitment. God is after your surrender. Kaya you have to deny yourself. You have to take up your cross daily. And then you follow Him. Kaya nga po, sabi niya, I will be exalted. Who will be exalted? It's not you. God will be exalted. When we surrender our lives to Him. So that's the third discipline that we need to really practice in our lives. The discipline of silence and solitude. The discipline of study. The discipline of service, pangatlo. And then, fourth and last is the discipline of service. Yung pong last part ng verse 10, I will be exalted in the earth. So this should be our passion, this should be our cause, that God will be exalted among the nations, that God will be exalted in the earth. You know, a global God deserves a global commitment and a global commission. Dapat po maipakilala natin ang Diyos sa mundo. At yan po ang lundo ng ating paglilingkod. That is the very motivation why we serve. Not that our song will be heard, not that our performance will be seen, not that our preaching, no, will be liked, but that the Lord will be exalted, will be honored, will be magnified, will be glorified. It's not about you, it's not about me. It's all about the Lord, that He will be exalted. Now let me ask you a question. Why do you serve? Bakit ka naglilingkod? Kapag ang motivation mo ng paglilingkod is out of the need to be recognized, the need for meaning, the need for significance. Why? Kasi pag nagsaserve ka, you feel significant. Parang may nagawa kang worthwhile and you feel good. No? If that is our motivation, ibig sabihin, the underlying root, the underlying motivation, the real motivation for your service is not really God, but the emptiness inside of you. If there is inner emptiness and you try to patch it up with activities, with performances, with ministry even, then there is no activity that will ever be enough to satisfy you. Kaya marami nagkakaproblema. Bakit? Kasi you're not actually serving God. You're serving yourself out of a need for significance and for meaning and for recognition. Kaya ano nangyayari kapag ganyan ang motivation mo? Ay madali kang mairita, madali kang magalit, madali kang mainis. Kaya nga, kasi nagsiserve ka para mapansin. Nagsiserve ka para may mapuno sa puso mo. No? Nagsiserve ka para mapansin ang iba. So ang mahalaga, yung iba. No? Kaya nga, mabait ka sa iba. Pero sa magulang mo, hindi ka mabait. Sa kapatid mo, hindi ka mabait. Sa mga kasambahin mo, hindi ka mabait. Bakit? Eh kasi nga, ang paglilingkod ay pakitang tao. Magaling sa iba, binubunton ang galit, binubunton ang sama ng loob sa sariling pamilya. And that's not good. No? Ultimately, you will be destroyed if you don't address that emptiness inside of you. Kaya isa pang problema, no? Kapag ka, ang motivation natin, sarili natin, kapag ka tayo naglingkod sa Panginoon, no? And tayo ay pupurihin, ay lumalaki ang ulo natin. Pagka naman tayo na pintasan, gumuguho naman ang mundo natin. Kapag ka ganyan ang iyong pakiramdam whenever you serve, no? Tuwang-tuwa ka kapag nababati ka, at inis na inis ka kapag napipintasan ka, nahuhusgahan ka. Then, you are serving yourself. But if your motivation is the love of God, then your response is gratefulness. Kapag ka ikaw ay pinuri, pasalamat ka at ibalik mo sa Diyos ang papuri. Kapag ikaw ay napintasan, magpasalamat ka rin. Dapat pareho ang response mo. Magpasalamat ka rin at ibalik mo sa Panginoon kung ano man yung dapat mong ayusin sa iyong buhay. Kapatid, hindi pwedeng puro tayo tumatakbo, naglilingkod tayo, no, dahil lang sa meron tayong ipinupuno sa puso natin. Sabi ko nga kanina, if Jesus is not enough to satisfy you, then nothing. No amount of activities, no amount of ministries will ever satisfy you. Let Jesus satisfy you. You serve Him out of gratitude. You serve Him out of love. Kaya kapatid, magsimula ka ng maglingkod sa Panginoon. Nakakalungkot din dahil may mga tao, mga Kristiyano, na ayaw mag-serve. Kapatid, namatay si Jesus para sa church. Tapos ikaw ayaw mong mag-serve sa church. Namatay si Jesus para sa mundo. Tapos ikaw ayaw mong abutin ang iyong kapitbahay para makilala ang Panginoon. Anong klaseng pagtanaw ng utang na loob ito? Sana matuto tayong maglingkod sa Panginoon. At sana kung maglingkod tayo ng buong puso. Hindi yung napipilitan at hindi yung merong ibang agenda kung bakit tayo naglilingkod. Pangarap po natin sa church na ang bawat mananampalataya ay naglilingkod. Every believer, a minister. Every believer, a disciple, a disciple maker, and every believer, a minister. Meron pong myth na kumakalat. Ang myth daw ay, my pastor's primary role is to minister to me. Ang trabaho daw ni pastor ay mag-serve sa akin, mag-minister sa akin. But the truth in the scriptures is this, my pastor's primary role is to equip me to minister. So ang talagang trabaho ni pastor ay hindi mag-ministeryo sa iyo, kundi turuan ka, i-equip ka, hubugin ka, i-disciple ka, para ikaw ang mag-minister sa iba. So yan ang nais ng Panginoon sa atin. And when you talk about ministering or serving, it is actually a humble posture. No? Ang paglilingkod po ay talagang hindi po ito glamoroso. Pag sinabi mong maglilingkod ka, talagang it's about helping, assisting, making life easier for others. No, it's not about the regular church ministry na nasa frontline ka, usher ka, consolidator ka, singer ka, dancer ka, preacher ka, nag-MC ka, audio and video editor ka. These are the frontliners, no? Nakitang-kita mo talaga na gumagalaw sila. Pero ang ministry na sinasabi ng Panginoon is beyond that. Kasi madaling magbuting-ting ng computer, madaling maggumawa ng mga graphics at video editing at audio editing at singing and dancing, ang dami, madali pong gawin. Oh, we appreciate these people who are doing this, but the service that God is looking for is the service from the heart. Hindi yung nasa limelight. Hindi yung pansarili. Ito yung private. Ano yung mga service na gustong-gusto ng Panginoon? Ito yung mga private intercession. Yung wala nakakakita, pero pinagpe-pray mo. No? Hindi nababatid ng iba, hindi nabobroadcast, hindi nilalagay sa FB na nag-i-intercede ka, nagpe-pray ka, but you silently and you privately pray for your pastor. You pray for the leaders, you pray for the mentors, you pray for the church, you pray for the nation. That is service from the heart. Kasi wala pong nakakakita niyan. And God is really pleased with that kind of service. Another service is personal visitation. Although hindi natin pwedeng gawin yan dahil po sa pandemic ngayon at MECQ or GCQ na nangyayari ngayon. Pero hindi mo man magawa mag-personal visitation is one-on-one or small group mentoring. You can do that via Zoom. You can do it via Google Meet or even through Messenger. Yung bang you spend time with a few people. So ang ministry, hindi yung nasa pulpito ka. Hindi nasa stage ka. Ang service, hindi yun. Ang service, ang totoong service, no, ay yung nakikinig ka sa Panginoon and you walk in divine appointment. And you're asking God, Lord, who do you want me to touch today? Who do you want me to minister to today? Who do you want me to help today? Who do you want me to assist today? When you do that, when you serve, you will grow. Definitely, you will grow. Kasi hindi lang you grow in silence, you grow in study, you grow in surrender, but you are actually exercising, exerting effort you're doing everything, and that builds your spiritual muscles, that builds your stamina, and that energizes you. That kind of service. Kaya always look to the Lord. Look up to the Lord and ask God, Lord, give me open doors for kingdom opportunities so that I can minister to others. You know, life is too short to do what is not of the Lord. Nawa, matuto tayong maglingkod. At siguro ang una mong paglingkuran, yung kasambahay mo, yung magulang mo, yung kapatid mo, yung mga anak mo, bago pa yung ministry na bongga, publicize, bago pa yon, maglingkod, paglingkuran mo talaga ang mga kasama mo sa bahay, mga kapitbahay mo, at sino mang mga tao na dali ng Panginoon sa'yo. That is divine appointment. Siguro makakatulong as we review all this is you begin to write your personal manifesto, your life mission statement, para hindi ka nadidiskaril, no? At meron kang life purpose statement. Na kasama dito yung God-given passions mo, yung mga burden na nilagay ng Panginoon sa puso mo. Nakikita mo yan, mga need, pero hindi nakikita ng iba. So that is your passion. No? God-honoring priorities, yun yung pangalawa. Yung mga mahalagang mga prioridad mo, kagaya ng mga mahalagang relasyon sa iyong buhay. Unahin mo sila. Wag yung ginagawa lang ng iyong kamay, kundi yung pakikitungo sa kanila. At yung panghuli is God-directed plans. So yung talagang sinabi ng Panginoon sa iyo, itong pinagagawa sa iyo, then focus on that. So, life mission statement covering God-given passions, God-given priorities, and God-directed plans. And when you do this, the Lord will be exalted in your life, the Lord will be exalted in your family, the Lord will be exalted in your community, in the church, and the Lord will be honored, glorified, and exalted in all the earth. That is our ultimate obsession, and that is our final motivation, absolute motivation, the glory of God, that God will be made known. So that's the reason why we are developing these disciplines, no? The discipline of solitude, silence and solitude, the discipline of study, the discipline of surrender, and the discipline of service. If you do these four elements, these four disciplines, I assure you, these spiritual disciplines will help you grow stronger in the Lord, deeper in your faith. And the Lord will cause you to abound. So among these four disciplines, let me ask you a question. Saan ka mahina dyan sa apat na yan? Silence and solitude? Study? Surrender or service? I pray that you resolve in your heart that within this week, you do something about it. Kung wala kang daily devotion, you start it tomorrow. Kung wala kang regular time to study, you set a time to study. This is my study time. This is my think time. Kung ang buhay mo parang double-minded and double-hearted, you make a decision to surrender your life to the Lord right now. At kung ikaw ay member ng church pero hindi ka nagsiserve, I think it's about time to serve so that you will grow and you will not stay immature for the rest of your life. It is our prayer that you will grow up and that you will grow not just big, but you will grow deeper. And that you will really grow up and mature in Christ. Let me pray for you. Panginoon, maraming salamat po sa pagkakataong ito na binigay mo sa amin. And as you reveal your heart to us, Lord, help us explore more about these disciplines. And help us, Lord, determine where we are struggling at and make an intentional resolution and action to address it. Lord, yung mga kapatid ko na struggling with their daily devotion, I pray, Father God, that you will give them the discipline to really wake up earlier to meet up with you and to listen to you. And I pray, Father God, for our believers, for our members, disciples in the church, to really study your word and study your works and know you personally. And if we have members and Christians, Lord God, who are double-minded, Lord, right now, I pray, convict them so that they will settle in their hearts only one allegiance, and that is to you. Not to money, not to activities, not to even ministries, Lord, but to you alone. Not to any idols, but to surrender to you alone. Lord, give us authentic disciples in Crossworld. And Lord, doon po sa mga kapatiran namin who are not yet into serving, I pray, Father God, that they will begin serving. Maybe not in the church right now, but in their family. Serve the family. Serve their neighborhood. Serve anyone, Lord, that you bring to their lives. Lord, make us sensitive to these divine appointments so that we can touch the lives of these people around us. Maraming maraming salamat po, Panginoon. And I pray for those, Lord God, na hindi pa nagkakaroon ng personal na relasyon sa iyo. I pray, Father God, that they will begin to receive you in their hearts as Savior and Lord right now and make a difference in their lives, Lord. Change them and give them life that is not only eternal, but life that is meaningful and life that is abundant. We give you glory and honor, Lord God. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay. Sa ating pong susunod na yugto, we will have some time to reflect. No? And as you reflect, no, pag-usapan ninyong pamilya o kaya you reflect upon yourself, ano mga kailangan mong gawin within this week in reference to the word that you heard today. Sabi ng Panginoon sa iyo, be still and know that I am God. And I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Pag-isipan mo maigi, pag-nilay-nilayan at pagbulay-bulayan. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace. You and your family, so that you can be a blessing to others as you bring the cross to the world. To God be the glory.